The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and we are nearly halfway home at the Scottish Open. Mark Immelman is here. Mark, good to have you.
Nice to be here. Just into watching golf at home, doing a few podcasts, just come off an interview with an interesting guy, Peter Dawson, former Ryder Cupper for Great Britain and Europe. Wrote a great book called Now for the Back Nine of Golf, which is very interesting. So, I'm sort of doing stuff that doesn't involve broadcast, except for this, which is fun.
But still locked in on golf. That's when your passions and your work kind of meld together, right, Mark?
You know what? And this book is pure instruction, but a lot of it is not just technique. It's about playing the game well. And he had reached out to me and sent me the book, and I just thought it was so appropriate to talk to him because he's played in Ryder Cups, he's played in Open Championships and stuff. And a lot of the tips in here are like bunker strategy, for argument's sake. Like, you know, when you're in a pot bunker, you know, understanding that you can't just go and try and swing willy-nilly. Sometimes you've got to make the decision you don't like. But he called it a game of chess. And I thought it was such a great description for these couple of weeks of golf that we're currently in.
Yeah, I love that. There is a lot of strategy out there in Scotland right now, and there will be, of course, next week. Before we jump into that, let me remind everyone, we are nominated for the Best Sports Podcast in the People's Choice Podcast Awards. Much appreciated for all the support along the way. We ask you, take the 30 seconds, maybe it'll take you 60 seconds, go over and give us a vote. You can click the link in the description. You can scan the QR code if you're watching on YouTube, and you can go to podcastawards.com/app/signup. Scroll down to sports, click on the First Cut Podcast. It'll go a long way for us. Can you believe it, Mark? We're in the running. We're going to try to stuff the ballot box here and see what comes out.
Well, I can. I think Jacob does a tremendous job of putting everything together. I think it's a pretty cool crew. You know, we're a mix of opinions and insights and stuff. And so as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I have my own podcast on the mark, but I listen to one or two that are sort of a spiritual kind of nature, but this is the only real sport one that I listen to because it's entertaining and it's informational. And so when I'm on the road and I'm not on the show, if I can, I listen to and or watch you guys.
And sometimes we get texts that say, I can't believe you just
said. Exactly. You fools just said that. I can't believe it.
I love that. Scottish Open. There are still some guys out on the golf course. However, the story is the style of golf. And Mark, you kind of alluded to this a little bit. Not only do you get a links style of golf that can sometimes punish good shots, but there is a wave advantage, which is something you tend to see when winds start kicking up or weather can change in quite a hurry. So as of right now, still some guys out on the golf course, but the Thursday afternoon, Friday morning wave is about two shots more difficult than the opposite. So this is two shots is a big advantage when you're talking about an average.
It certainly is, but this is what you come to expect with links golf and even maritime golf, you know, when we have events like Pebble Beach, for argument's sake, or US Open at Pebble Beach, where conditions are really challenging with the firmness of the golf course, and you mix in some wind and some variable marine weather, you never really know. And it's part of the vagaries of in the Open Championship, the Scottish Open, even the Irish Open at times, you just cannot predict. And it makes it hard to handicap these things, first off, because, you know, you don't know what the weather holds. Because I'll never forget being at Turnberry one time, which is a great, great links golf course. And a legend of Southern African golf, Simon Hobday. We were walking along the fairways there, and you see the iconic lighthouse. And off in the distance, there's this huge granite rock, massive. It's called the Ailsa Craig. And he looked at me and cigarette in the side of the mouth, and he took the cigarette out like this, and he blew out the smoke, and he goes, "Mark, you see that big rock over there?" I was like, "Yeah, Simon." He goes, "That's called the Elsa Craig." He goes, "Do you know when you can see it, that means it's going to rain?" And I was like, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah, when you can't see it, it's raining already." And that's sort of perfect. It perfectly encompasses to me what Lynx Golf is about. And so you always see these variables and these changes between waves and stuff. And it's some of navigating these great championships.
Well, Cameron Tringale has been navigating it quite well through almost 36 holes at the Scottish Open. As we record, he is still out on the golf course right now. He's sitting at 8 under par for the week, which is 3 shots clear of Gary Woodland, 4 shots clear of Tyrrell Hatton and Doug Gim. And as we speak again, 5 shots clear of anybody else who is still in the clubhouse, or who's already in the clubhouse, excuse me, Mark. Cameron Tringale holds this rare distinction, and I love this. This is one of my favorite stats. He has made more money on the PGA Tour than anyone without a victory, just a hair shy of $17 million and no trophy on the mantle.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
He'll be overtaken by a bunch of LIV guys here pretty soon who don't win and make all. But anyway, sorry, I couldn't. Yeah, it's sort of... I won't say it's who Cameron Tringale is, because Kyle and I talked about this in the round one recap, where Cameron in college was a stud at Georgia Tech. He won lots of stuff and was a first team All-American. And then, you know, sometimes when you come out on tour, you have situations like a fellow Georgia Techer and David Duval went for the longest time without, you know, he had the odd victory, but never got his major. And then eventually at the Open Championship at Lytham and St. Anne's that he got his. So sometimes you just get on the backside of this trend and it's not fun. And the hardest thing about it is just time spent by yourself. You know, when you, because every golfer does, you relive those chances that you had and that you couldn't take advantage of, or times that you were close and then maybe one putt didn't go down and someone overtook you. It's kind of what golf is. Is he a heck of a player? Sure. Is he a hard worker? Absolutely. Because let's not forget that Tringale, a few seasons ago, and I talked to him at length about it, just decided that, you know, to get competitive, he had to drive the ball longer. So he went to the TPI guys out there in San Diego, essentially overhauled his golf swing in terms of the sequencing and the timing, got in the gym, he's strong. And so it speaks to desire. So, you know, it's winning is strange. You know, when you're winning, it seems easy. And when you aren't, it seems just like it's downright impossible. And I hope for Cameron's sakes that somehow he can get that monkey off his back pretty soon.
Yeah, I always kind of say it's like having the minor league baseball home run record. It's very impressive to hit that many home runs, but you don't want to be the guy that holds that record, because it means you're not in the major leagues. And Cameron Tringale is going to try to break through here in a big one this week. Now, Mark, if he does, there's a lot of big names he's not going to have to deal with on the weekend, because there are some notables who are going to have their attention turned to St. Andrews a bit early. Just to name a few: Justin Thomas, Will Zalatoris, Colin Morikawa, Billy Horschel, Hideki Matsuyama, Sung Jae Im, Victor Hovland. And just as of 1 second ago, when Scottie Scheffler did not chip in from greenside on 18, Scottie Scheffler, along with those others, will miss the cut.
Yeah, it's always odd. And it gets back to the point that I made, that it's so hard to handicap these events. Because for... where is the Americans, and I'm going to preface my observation with this, where is the Americans have a lot of success in the Open Championship? I'm not so sure why. I think a lot of them is because they come over and play before the time and kind of get into the mindset, get onto the time zone, get into the playing of the ball off the ground. Pitching, chipping is different. You see, because the ground is so firm and the lies are so tight, that how you pitch in the United States off, you know, with a bounce of the club and you float balls a bit more. Yeah, it's a ground game. And so you have to change your mentality. And, you know, I'm not so concerned about any of these guys. JT played some Lynx golf before the JP McManus Pro-Am, but I don't think Scotty did. So he's just finding his groove a little bit, and he'll have some time to prepare for the Open. But the Open is not just the hitting of the shots. I think the Open at St. Andrews is the strategy of playing the golf course too. And, I just hope. I really hope. And it's easy for me to say because I'm sitting at home watching it on TV. that the wind blows around there. So you can see, just what a gem that golf course is and how the design behind it is genius. It's like it was molded by angels because it wasn't designed, holes were fitted into the environment and it's just so perfectly put together. So I hope the wind blows so you can see it kind of play to how it's supposed to.
I want to talk about some of the guys in the chase pack that are going to make Cameron Tringale's life very, very difficult over the final 36. We'll look at the live odds, but first we are going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
It's a really fine line creating workout clothes that are great in the gym and workout clothes that are also great to look at outside the gym. And Vuori has threaded that needle. They are designed to work out in, but they don't look like it. They don't feel like it. And it's incredibly comfortable stuff, whether you are running, training, swimming, doing yoga, running errands, lounging around the house. It really doesn't matter. These are versatile clothes. You'll find me often in the men's Sunday performance jogger because I like the jogger situation that goes on down at the bottom, but they're very comfortable. They've got a little bit of a shorter inseam, so they're not as bulky as other pants or other joggers that I have seen out there. And I've really enjoyed how they work both in and out of the gym. So now here's what you can do for our listeners. First-time purchasers are getting 20% off. All you have to do is go to Vuori.com/first. That's Vuori.com/first. Again, not only will you receive 20% off your first order, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75. And here's my favorite part, free returns. Yeah, go check it out. Vuori.com/first and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing. Did you know more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Spoiler alert, your feet don't have to hurt. And I know foot biomechanics can be complex, but solving foot pain should be simple. It's a signature orthotic shape of the super feet insoles that give you the comfort and support where you need it the most. It redistributes and reduces stress and strain on your entire body. Think about those long walks on a golf course and how uncomfortable your feet can get. Well, they don't have to. And Superfeet has helped millions of people worldwide experience the life-changing magic of comfy, pain-free feet. When your feet feel good, so do you. It is one of the most important parts of your overall health and well-being. And for a limited time, Superfeet is having its biggest sale of the year. Go to superfeet.com to save 25% off site-wide and get free shipping. Hurry, sale pricing ends June 5th.
And we're back. Mark, there were a couple of big movers who got their rounds done early on Friday, specifically Xander Schauffele, 5-under-65, Matt Fitzpatrick, 4-under-66. They are now both tied as we speak at fifth place at 3-under-par, and they don't mind watching the field come back to them a little bit. Caesars is still giving the nod to Cameron Tringale as the favorite plus 400, but Xander, Fitzpatrick lurking right behind at 5-1. Those two are going to be real trouble, I imagine, for the rest of the first page.
Oh, no doubt. Both of them have played well at this golf course in the past. Xander, I picked him on our show to win this week just because of kind of the way he's playing. And I hearken back to an observation I made earlier this week where at the Travelers Championship, I had the group in front of him with Sahith Theegala. And so I was able to look back and just watch where Xander was playing from. And it wasn't just in the middle of the fairway all the time. It wasn't just hitting the ball to the right spots on the greens. He looked unhurried. The golf swing looked uninterrupted from back to through. His timing was impeccable. And he never looked like he was trying to generate excess speed. You know, the speed was all in the right places, which means the golf course is, golf swing is well-timed. And every time I turned around, he was hitting the ball in the right spot. And so I was like, wow, this is a guy that looks like he's got his groove going on. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to travel transatlantic, but apparently it has. And, he kept himself in it yesterday afternoon in the tough conditions, then thrived this morning. And I would say Xander and both Matt Fitzpatrick are going to be pretty large shadows in Cameron Tringale's rearview mirror.
Terrell Hatton also in the mix. Joaquin Niemann also in the mix. And sitting at 2-under-par, Ricky Fowler. Mark, yeah. Who's had his own share of Scottish Open success. Our friends over at Caesars are hanging a think it was a 50-to-1 number on, a 40-to-1 number on. But wouldn't that be fun? Let's just add Ricky back into the mix of things before we go to St. Andrews. What if he wins this bad boy?
Well, first off, you mentioned Tyrrell Hatton, and I'd said in our one and done preview that I had my eye on a few guys, and Tyrrell Hatton was one, and I was considering him for next week. And there were a few of the folks in the chat that were like, Tyrrell Hatton, what are you on, drugs? Okay, pay attention over there, people. And then to Ricky, I'm going to completely golf geek out on you right now.
Okay.
He's worked so hard on his golf swing with John Tillery. I feel like at times he's caught between playing and swinging the golf club correctly. And the one thing about Ricky, you know, when he came out on tour, he was sort of like Matt Wolf in a way. Lots of swagger, unorthodox golf swing, hit it flush, hit it hard, played with a bunch of confidence. And he got a few wins, but was also critiqued, remember, for not winning as much as what he should. And so then the golfer kind of maybe doesn't listen, but then they start figuring, well, I should be doing more. So the logical, and I think sometimes the intellectually lazy place to go is to swing adjustments, which he started doing. All of them well-founded, but then you get to a place where you're not playing the game for what it is. Then you're trying to make perfect swings and hit the right shot and stuff, and essentially you give up your personality. Now, I watched Ricky a little bit yesterday afternoon, and the one shot he hit was into 18. It's into a 20-mile-an-hour wind, and the wind there is heavy. 20 miles there is different to 20 miles an hour here in the United States. The wind is heavy. It's wet. It just gobbles up golf shots. And he hits this shot with like an abbreviated backswing, this low follow-through, and he just pinned this thing on the button. And I was like, these sorts of conditions, I feel like, will open Ricky up and just get him to playing the game well and being creative and, you know, playing off tight lies. Because of the tight lie, you can't move the ball forward and shallow your angle of attack. All the stuff that you hear the Twitter golf instructors go on about. You got to move the ball back in your stance. You deal off the thing. You create. And sometimes you hit a 5-iron from 120. And sometimes you got to flick a high 9-iron into the air downwind from 190. Because you're only trying to hit it 155 in the air or whatever. So this, I feel like, may just be the elixir that Ricky needs to find a little bit of that self-confidence, I dare say. And then he'll realize too, you know, my golf swing is functional enough that I can hit shots under pressure and be a part of the reckoning when they start handing out trophies.
Yeah, tap into the other side of the brain, maybe, over there. I love that. Well, it's going to be on CBS because this weekend – CBS is headed across the pond with a fantastic field, including Xander Schauffele, Matt Fitzpatrick, and Jordan Spieth competing at the Genesis Scottish Open. Live golf coverage begins Saturday and Sunday at a special time of noon Eastern on CBS. Mark, however it shakes out, we'll be back after rounds 3 and, of course, rounds 4. And we're going to keep rolling because Open Championship week is right around the corner. It should be an absolute blast. Are you enjoying your coffee golf?
I am a bit. I'll be honest. I watched some of the first night on PGA Tour Live this morning. I didn't, but I got up and then I quickly switched on the leaderboard and I tweeted about this because you know that moment when you're just scrolling down the leaderboard and you find your guy and your guy looks okay for the weekend in the one and done league, right? Mm-hmm. And then you scroll down and you've got certain competitors in mind. And one of them is Jonathan Coachman. And I kept scrolling and I kept scrolling. And then I went up and I went down. And then eventually I searched and I found his pick for the week. And I was like, ha ha, coach has got the weekend off with his boy. And that made me even happier. So we're in for a good weekend.
There you go. We are in for a good weekend. Producer Jacob does all the hard work behind the scenes. Mark Immelman is available on Twitter at @Mark_Immelman. And you can find me at @RickRunGood. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.